Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
We'll get into some of the matchups within the division. The Eagles are playing 3-0 Tampa Bay in a matchup of undefeated clubs. The Cowboys are hosting the 2-1 Packers off of a bad loss. So Green Bay loses in Cleveland to the Browns. Nobody saw that coming. You would think you're getting the A game from the Packers, possibly why that's a 7-point spread. Their favorite over Dallas. And then the Giants could be in some trouble. They're turning things over to their rookie quarterback, Jackson Dart, at home as they play one of the lone undefeateds in the league still, 3-0 L.A., the Chargers, in the Meadowlands. Before we talk ball, though, and get into the division games. So earlier today, I'm going to use his terminology, not mine. A caller said he was throwing a flag on me for saying Marriott. It was bothering him.
Okay.
Now, I've mixed in some Marriotts because that's what everybody says is Marriott, just so people are comfortable. But the only reason I've been doing this is because I saw a video in my algorithm scrolling Instagram like this morning, completely randomly, other than my phone knowing everything about me and knowing.
Right, it's like you're going to the Marriott.
I mean, there's Marriott, no chance it was completely random. It's really just because we're being monitored at all times, and I probably said the word Marriott to my wife at some point
right.
in the last day or two.
Right.
So that's why I saw it in my algorithm. But anyway, it's actually David Marriott. Actually, David Marriott. The guy that's in charge of everything.
Yeah.
I think he's the big boss, right? He's the big one.
I think he's the big boss now.
He runs the whole – if he walks in here right now, everyone goes up and asks what he needs, right?
Mr. Marriott.
So this is him on this video talking about Marriott versus Marriott, and I'm going to challenge the call of the caller, the official, who threw that flag. I'm throwing the red flag on him.
I will respond to either Marriott or Marriott, but I'm going to give you a little tutorial on the correct way to say it. And I love this story. My wife used to be a school teacher. She taught English. But when she was a teacher out there, she had a student named Elliot, and he kept calling her Mrs. Marriott. And she finally sat Elliot down one day, and she said, Elliot, how do you pronounce your name? He said, Elliot. He said, that's right. It's not Elliot. It's Elliot. It's the same way with Marriott. It is not Elliot Marriott. It is Elliot Marriott. And so the correct way to say it is actually Marriott.
I rest my case.
Wow. So that was a member of the Marriott family saying that
that's
out loud
who was saying
to everybody?
That.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be tough for that caller to argue.
I hate to see that.
You can argue with me if you want to. I don't know if you want to argue with David Marriott. But we're at the JW
Marriott,
a beautiful hotel. I told you this already. So when I go out to the NFL Combine, which has been several years now, I'm not on the beat and don't really cover the league as a reporter anymore. But when I did that for years, everybody posts up at the JW out there at the version of this, basically, their Char Bar. And it's where every coach, every GM, every reporter, it's like where you end the night, basically. And it's just a great opportunity to hobnob and meet people and give out business cards and whatever. But, like, when you are in Indianapolis at the Combine, that's home base for everybody.
That's the hub.
I could see that being, like, this kind of vibe in here at the Simon.
Is that the place where everyone looked around and there was no Scott McLuhan? And, like, they cornered – then Redskins executives or whoever.
It might have already, like, it might have gotten out before then. But, yeah, maybe that would have been the night where they're like, wait, there's Bruce and there's Dan, but there's no Scott.
Where's the GM?
So for people that don't remember, the excuse then was that his grandmother had passed. Which is true, I think.
Yeah.
Like months earlier. So if you just say something that's true, how can people argue
like
it?
Scott McLuhan owned a bicycle. That's why he's not here.
Someone comes up to me and is like, why isn't Danny working today? And I'm like, you know, he's got three kids. It's like, yeah, but why isn't he working today? They technically said something that was accurate. They said his grandmother had passed away.
Right.
It just wasn't why he wasn't there in that moment at that time. All right, let's dive into the NFC East game. So I want to start with the Jackson Dart nod by the Giants. This is going to be a 1 o'clock kick at the Meadowlands. I said this yesterday. I have kind of high hopes for him, not right away, but this season. I think their offense takes flight in the weeks ahead. Here's my logic. You're opening up pages of the playbook that Russell Wilson doesn't give you. Now, can he get you in and out of some things that Jackson Dart's not going to be able to? Yes. Is he going to be able pre-snap to decipher some disguises, some looks, man, zone, some things that the rookie quarterback won't, and he gets you into better looks or checks out of a play? Of course. But I like the read option abilities here. I like the athletic quarterback who can run. Russell Wilson years ago was that guy. He is not that guy, pal.
Not that guy, pal.
He's not that buddy guy. He just can't be him anymore. So Dart gives them more. I like his arm. He's an athlete. If you're expecting to see the guy from the preseason against the Chargers, you're crazy. This is a great defense. Jesse Minter is one of the best coordinators in the league. They're a 3-0 team. But I think if you give him a couple of weeks, you're going to start to see that Dart can play.
Yeah, I think there's something to it. There's at least some excitement, if not some of the refined skill set, right? Like if you watched an early Drake May, not put up great numbers, right, in a bad New England system, bad New England personnel, et cetera, and if you just looked at the box score, you looked at his Pro Football Reference page, you'd go, what's the special thing? If you watch in-game, you know, a sack that should have happened does it because he somehow wiggles out. Or, he ducks underneath and moves to the side. Even on an incomplete pass, there are some moments and some things that you'll see. We go, okay, that's reason for excitement. I think you're going to see that, if that makes any sense. And I know that's not what Jaden Daniels did last year, what Bo Nix did last year, what a lot of guys have done in their rookie years. But there's going to be reason for excitement with Dart. Again, I don't know what his ceiling is. I think that's TBD. But I think you're going to see enough kind of moments within the game where you go, okay, that's interesting.
My big question is, why are they doing this before you play 3-0 LA with a great defense? And why not wait 1 week until you play the terrible New Orleans Saints? It's like calling a team meeting. You don't call the players-only meeting right before you play the best team in the league. Hey, did the meeting work? You guys just got bludgeoned. You wait until you're playing the crap team that's a layup. You wait until you get the softest part of your schedule. That's when you fire the coach so you get 1-0 with the interim coach. They are going to the rookie in a game that is fairly unwinnable on paper.
Here's why I think they did it. I bet you they have one of those, like, I know, for example, Arthur Blank has weekly meetings. And he's a Hall of Famer, by the way. Never forget, in Atlanta Falcons Hall of Famer.
As well he should be.
Totally, yeah, all the winning.
Everyone's now patterning their concession stand prices after him changing the game and giving people food and drinks on the cheap.
Indeed, he's a Hall of Famer. Just ask him. But they have a weekly meeting. And I'm sure he went something to the effect of, what the hell is going on? Right? We lost 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers. Somebody do, and after they leave that meeting, there's a somebody better do something sense around the coaching staff, and they're scurrying right to cover themselves or get somebody fired. Ipso facto, the receivers coach gets fired. I bet you it was something similar to that, where the indignities that John Mara and company have suffered from their perspective. You let Barkley go, he's great. You guaranteed me this would happen, that would happen. Russell Wilson's the answer. We're 0-3. The offense was the worst thing I've ever seen against the Chiefs in a goal-to-go situation in the fourth quarter where there's no time for field goals. He threw it away four times. I just can't watch that anymore. So I bet you something changed because of that.
The only game in the NFL this weekend where two teams that are 3-0 will meet. The Eagles and the Bucks at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. Someone's getting to 4-0. I mentioned this on the show yesterday. Look up the numbers on this. Tampa Bay has handled Philly. And I did. Four of the last five games since 2021, the Bucks have beaten the Eagles. In fact, they eliminated them from the 2024 playoffs in January of that year. 32-9, they blew out Philly. That was a terrible Jalen Hurts game. Then last season they played, and they blew them out again. 33-16. They whooped them about a year ago at this time, at the end of September, actually, when the Eagles had gotten off to a pretty good start. So you've got back-to-back woodshed games from the Bucs beating the Eagles, but it's actually now 6 of 7, dating all the way back to the 2013 season, that the Bucs have beaten the Eagles with scores like 45-17, 31-15, 32-9, 25-11, 33-16.
These aren't field goal games at the wire.
No, they like see them and they play their A game. So I don't necessarily love Tampa in this matchup, but it is not nothing in my opinion.
No, it's hard to look past that. And again, both teams actually mirror each other to a degree. They've both overachieved a little bit. It's not to take anything away from them. They have earned those victories. They've both been very good. I think they both wound up very good, if not great, as contenders in the NFC. But they've both had two or three games where you go, you replay that 100 times, you might lose that more than 50% of the time. And it took the Eagles consecutive blocked field goals at the end of a game to beat the Rams when they were down 20 in the fourth quarter. Tampa scored quite literally with the ball at the end of three straight games to win them. A tip pass, a fourth down that doesn't get converted when Baker Mayfield scrambles. You lose one of those as well. Again, they both deserve credit for being in all three and winning all three, finding ways to do that. That's what good teams do. But it's also they've overachieved a little bit, and their wins haven't matched kind of their DVOA or some of the advanced numbers that tells you how good somebody is.
There are three teams in the NFL that have not turned the football over this season. One of those three teams?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
The Tampa Bay Bucs, it is why they are 3-0. Baker Mayfield is dealing 6 touchdowns with no picks, 615 yards on the young season. He is completing about 64% of his passes. This is 3 years in a row with a new OC for him in play caller.
Pretty amazing.
By the way, when you look at the numbers, I mean, right away it was Dave Canales who got him right, and everyone said, oh, it's a Canales thing. Well, he's been in Carolina for a couple years. Last year they go to Liam Cohen. It's a Liam Cohen thing. He's in Jacksonville now. Now it's this guy, Josh Grizzardo. I wouldn't recognize if you picked him out of a lineup for me. Guess what? Now he's a head coaching candidate early this season because of what Mayfield's doing, who's become one of the 10 or so best consistent quarterbacks in the NFL. And then finally in the division, the lone non-1 o'clock window game, Packers at Cowboys in Dallas. I mentioned 2-1 Green Bay trying to respond after that bad Browns performance. I just think they took them lightly, didn't really think they needed to play. I'll roll the football out and beat the Browns. Wrong, not in this league. 7-point favorites in Dallas. That Cowboys defense is putrid.
Horrendous.
They are bottom five in almost every category. And I don't take pride in reporting this to people. Like, this is not something I enjoy talking about. But the Cowboys can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They don't turn teams over. They don't tackle well. They're not coached well on defense. And they miss Micah Parsons. And again, I'm not happy to say any of this to you guys. This is not fun for me.
Listen, I take no pride. I take no pleasure in delivering this information. No, stop it.
Darius, this is serious.
Audience, it's not funny.
This is serious business.
It's not funny to talk about the Cowboys' defense being horrendous and them having $1 trillion owed to Dak Prescott and company. No, it's not. Stop it.
We don't want to talk about Dallas being 1-3.
Oh.
We don't want to talk about Jerry Jones being completely inept. as an owner and as a general manager and the fact that they have no chance as long as he continues to run the team? You think we take pride in that?
That's not comfortable.
We're serious journalists.
Unreal.
Big J journalists. The fact that the Cowboys are a joke, that makes the whole division look bad. We don't like that here.
I don't want to look ridiculous. No, thank
you. Enough, audience.
No, thank you.
Unacceptable, Danny.
Mm-mm. Not on our watch. Mm-mm.
How badly does Green Bay beat them by this weekend?
This feels like, by the way, if I'm Dallas watching last week, watching Green Bay go on the road and lose to Cleveland, I'm going, oh crap.
You're like, do you have to get right?
Oh, no.
Do you have to play so badly that you're desperate coming into our game to show everyone that that was just a one-off fluke?
And I'm hoping that's all it was, by the way, and it's not some sort of weird hang-around game where Dallas' offense, who is capable, by the way, goes up against Green Bay. It's a revenge game subplot for Micah Parsons, who claims that everything's fine, but, you know, he'll be as motivated as anybody. This feels like a Green Bay shellacking to me. I hope I'm right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.